Okay, so the Teen Wolf, so the Teen Wolf logo just popped up. You should have pressed play on your commentary.
Now your commentary.
Yeah, your commentary track.
Oh right.
Dipshit. No, I'm just kidding. So a little while ago, it came to our attention that Drew either hadn't seen or hadn't seen Teen Wolf in a very long time.
Correct, I have not seen Teen Wolf.
Have you watched the TV show, Drew? The new one?
Are you talking about the animated series?
There is an animated series, but there's also a live-action show.
Yeah. I didn't even know there was a live-action show.
It's on MTV, right?
I think so, yeah.
I saw suddenly like kids on Twitter talking about Teen Wolf, and I got very confused. Because I was like, why are they obsessed with the movie Teen Wolf?
Did you spray him with a hose?
I did not.
Tell him to get off your lawn?
I got angry and confused.
A series which has just drawn to a close.
Yeah.
In honor of the MTV series, we are recording a commentary track.
Is that it? Is that the, that's why?
That's right. It's also a full moon.
I will never do anything in honor of the MTV series. Just let it be known.
Hey, it's not that bad.
I'm not.
Yeah, it was alright.
I'm really quiet on this, but I'll make it work.
So what is this sound we're listening to? This is a basketball or something? I haven't seen this since high school.
Basketball / heartbeat.
It is the rhythm of life.
Early dubstep.
So it does occur to me that ostensibly this whole point was to show Drew the movie, but we're going to ruin it by talking the whole time.
Why should this movie be any different for Drew?
That's true. So Scott Howard is supernaturally sweaty. Before he's supernaturally anything else in this movie, he's the sweatiest man on on Earth.
Oh, wow. Have you ever played basketball in high school or anything?
No,
like that?
But look at the other guys.
You sweat a lot.
You're not sweating. Well, maybe.
Yeah, but Scott Howard has fur growing under his skin.
That's true. He doesn't even know it yet.
Yeah, he looks really small and sickly.
That's the point, right?
But at the height of his popularity, Michael J. Fox.
Not
true. This was during Family Ties.
As it happens, this was recorded before Back to the Future came out.
Right before Back to the Future.
And so they held on to it and put it out to capitalize on the white hot heat that Michael J. Fox was bringing.
And it worked, and it was super popular, which is why we got Teen Wolf 2.
Without Michael J. Fox.
Mm. Intro of Mick.
Well, I mean, he jumped when he shot a free throw. That's kind of shitty.
You know, incidentally, this came out while I was in grade school, and I started playing basketball at school because of this movie.
Wow.
And I sucked just as bad, and I did not improve.
You
I did not wolf out
powers.
And improve. No.
Metaphorical or otherwise?
No.
There's a lot of suspension of disbelief in 80s sports movies, like Anthony Michael Hall as the star quarterback in a Johnny B. Good. Nobody...
That makes
Johnny
I didn't see
Sorry. No.
So I guess that coach is actually also one of the writers. That's
is it Jeff Loeb?
No, it's not Jeff Loeb. Ooh.
Jeff Loeb, the writer. I gotta say again, Jeff Loeb, the writer of Batman: The Long Halloween, and Civil War,
and
Death
a million
Captain
other
America.
Things. Like a really famous guy wrote this movie. It's like when I found out that the writer of Surf Ninjas also wrote Highway to Heaven. Although I absolutely love this movie, I think it's superior to Surf Ninjas, even though I love that one too.
Wow.
Shouldn't they have called a jump ball by now?
Yes.
A junk ball?
Jump.
I don't know anything about basketball.
These referees are not calling a very good game here.
Yeah, when they wrestle for it like that, you're supposed to break it up.
Nobody tells Mick what to do. This is awesome.
There's just too much sweat on the ball.
Yep. All that lubrication and it couldn't go in the hole.
Okay,
Coach
so
has a really good attitude.
Coach is pretty amazing. I always try to quote his rules for living, but I can never quite remember them. See if we can remember them. Number one of them is never date a woman with a tattoo of a dagger on her body.
Anywhere on her body, yeah.
No, one of them is never play cards with a guy as the same first name as a state. One of them is, and I can't remember the other one.
Never run into a high school locker room where people are showering.
Nobody tells Styles what to do either.
That's
true. He's the counter Mick. This always actually grossed me out. His one long, straggly chest hair.
Oh, Michael J. Fox?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to refer to Styles as camel toe.
Oh. At first I thought that was a surgical scar.
So that's where the sweat was coming out.
It was from his autopsy before he became immortal. So, I was going to do this at the end, but I'll float my theory now.
Oh. Wait, it's a... Both teams are using the same locker room?
Well, one's visiting, right?
Yes. But they're kind of showering together?
Look, it's a small school.
Well, not together, but...
Now can I float my theory?
About what?
About this movie?
Float them if you got them.
What is it?
All right. So, I want you guys to dwell on this as the movie rolls. I think there's no true villain in this movie. I don't think Mick is a villain. I don't think Pamela is a villain. I don't think Thorne is a villain. Principal Thorne. I mean, they're all antagonists. But I think the true villain in this movie is self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Everyone is dealing with a self-esteem issue, and like, in the IMDb special trivia, they said they hired the director because he's the one that said, "Oh, it's a father-son movie," but it's not even really a father-son movie. Every one of the characters has like a huge self-esteem issue. Scott thinks he's a loser, basically, so he gets the easy. Boost of being the Teen Wolf, but then realizes, spoilers, that it's not, the easy road isn't all it's cracked up to be. Styles overcompensates for his insecurities by being the most outrageous and wild. Maybe Styles is the only true hero in this movie. Because he might not have any insecurities.
Styles was my hero when I first saw him.
Mick is so insecure that he has to make murder threats, beat up guys that are one-third his size.
Mick is the leader of the Dragons.
Mick is the
team.
The villainous basketball player who's equally as sweaty as Scott.
You probably shouldn't have used the word villainous.
No, uh-huh. You're arguing that there's no villain.
Huh?
You said villainous.
Yeah. Whoops. Thank you, Ryan. Oh, joining us today is Ryan, our friend Ryan Moore.
Hi, I'm a different Ryan.
Pamela has such huge self-esteem issues that she has to sleep around with whoever's most popular at the time.
Pamela's the blonde.
Yeah, and frankly, Mick gets a short shrift at the end when she blows him off, because he didn't even do anything to her. All he did was treat her nice and give her flowers, I bet.
Does Boof have low self-esteem?
Boof and Styles, I guess, are kind of opposite, but Boof is kind of afraid to tell Scott how she feels, because she feels, I think, plain and not as exciting as Pamela Wells, although she gets her strength pretty quickly and tells him to go fuck himself. So this whole movie is about overcoming your issues and realizing that you have to be okay with yourself and make yourself the best version of you that you can be, as opposed to trying to be something that you think will make you popular or, better. And I can maybe clip that out and move it to the end.
No, because the timer is perfect.
Did we all have a Boof?
Yeah, I went before we started recording.
What is a Boof? Like
a girl, common sense, best friend girl. The best thing for you, but you couldn't see it.
Yeah, you couldn't see it right in front of your face.
Otherwise known as a Hinata.
A what?
A Hinata-kun. That's a Naruto reference for all you Narutards out there.
I thought it was just Drew's exotic Boof, but actually Boof is pretty exotic too, with a name like that.
Yeah, I didn't have anybody like that, but
I couldn't stop having people like that.
Oh, remember that? See that candy?
Oh,
the
yeah.
Little orange and grape cartons?
I don't know if I ever tried those.
So good.
Okay, there's going to be plenty of awesome 80s stuff I'm sure we can like spot in this movie. He's got a tiny little button-down shirt back there. Shirt, I don't know. What, I never noticed that before.
That's probably from a leprechaun he killed, because this is a supernatural
Ooh,
universe.
That's right. Good call. And as we've seen in Teen Wolf 2, it's not just this family that has the wolfism.
Are there other lycanthropes? Lycanthropes, however you say that, in the Teen Wolf-averse?
There are.
I don't know if we can really count Part 2 as part of the universe.
Part 2 is canon.
It's really more of a soft reboot before the days of those. Now, how come his dad is not affected by it? Is he just used to it?
Dad's used to it. Yeah, he probably forgot how to tune it out.
Or he's just going because he's old.
The higher end of your hearing goes when you get older.
Exactly. Mm.
That's why kids have those high-pitched ringtones that the teachers can't hear.
Oh! That was awesome, Michael.
The kid was in something else. I can't think of what.
He was in a couple of things, but I couldn't place him either.
I had that haircut when I was a kid.
We all did.
The 80s looked awesome. You could just go around smacking kids in the back of the head.
Not if you were the smacky. Mr. Lolly has self-esteem issues. He has to pretend to be this flamboyant character.
Who's Mr. Lolly?
Oh, you'll see. Although he doesn't overcome it.
Oh, he almost got it on his cack.
Also, despite his problems with Scott's father, Thorne should be a lot nicer to Scott. He's a model student, and he works hard, obviously. Actually, I don't know what his grades are.
Yeah, but it's like the Severus Snape Harry Potter thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but Harry Potter was a shit student.
Yeah.
He's always slacking off and screwing up.
And Scott said he's average in every way.
Oh, okay.
That means he's a C student.
C plus. Okay, so Pamela is supposed to be a terrible actress, right?
But she is crushing it.
I mean, in this play, like, but she's like the hot girl, so that she gets the main role.
Yeah.
Okay, there's Mr. Lolly Ed. He has to bully teenagers.
He said sorry like a Canadian.
A can of Malv. That was pretty bold.
Hell yeah.
Oh, Jesus. It should have been on his palms, though.
That's later.
Okay, so yeah. Drew, are you getting the gist of this character so far?
Oh, my hero has arrived. Nick's going to deliver some hardware.
And some software. I don't know what that means.
Wait, is that the guy that he was playing against?
Yes.
Yeah.
They go to the same school?
No, he's just dating Pamela.
He's just picking her up.
To Scott's school. And he's like 30. Wow, how do you screw up mauve and turquoise? Those are way different.
Isn't mauve like a purple? And
kind of. You can tell we all genuinely love this movie because.
Yeah, I'm
the Gravel Pit. What is he? He work with Fred Flintstone or something?
I thought maybe that was the name of a bar, although they would already have beer at a bar.
Yeah. Okay, did any of you guys ever try to buy alcohol or any other things
no.
when you were underage?
I wasn't interested. No, never.
Oh, of course not. We already had alcohol at home.
Oh, yeah, well.
Sorry, go ahead, Ry.
I had a fake ID, but not like a fake ID, just an ID a friend of mine found at the train station. And the guy was named Gregory Douglas Lucerarian.
Wow.
And I only recently probably forgot the birthday because I memorized it in case they quiz me.
Did it ever work?
Yeah, it worked. I was in college at the time, and it worked anywhere but college bars, because college bars were intensely suspicious.
Uh-huh.
But like a regular bar, you know, they don't expect someone to come with a fake ID, so they just be like, yeah, go ahead. It looked sort of like me. It was a guy with dark hair.
I think it was the red pants that gave him away. I think if he had been wearing just jeans, like a working dude.
It was the 80s, though. I tried to buy some Playboys or something once when I was like 16.
You dark.
What? It was before internet.
Never buy them, you just go out in a field and find them.
Oh, yeah, we did find one, but
I used to go to the alley to find them.
Do they seriously card people for buying Playboy?
Oh, yeah. This lady was not feeling it.
Even if you wanted to read the articles?
She could rip out all the pictures, I guess, and then sell it to me.
When I was in college, my freshman roommate was a criminal from Miami named Victor, and he procured for me the driver's license of a dead man, a dead Cuban named Felipe Ole. And needless to say, I did not look anything like Felipe Ole. But the plan was to go out to this bar where there was an understanding with the door security that if you had a fake ID, they would let you in. And so we took the trip downtown, and we're all excited. And the first guy in our group goes, you know, walks up, shows his fake ID, goes right in. Second guy flashes his fake ID, goes right in. Third guy, fake ID, goes in. So I'm like, okay, we're in. We're in like Felipe Ole. So I go up and I give her the Felipe Ole, and she takes it and she looks at the ID, and then she looks at me. I'm like, yep, all right. This all checks out, and moving on, let's go. And then she looks at the ID, and she starts to study it, and she kind of squints up at me. And I'm like, you know I'm not Felipe Ole, right? Like, why are we going through this farce? Why are we doing this? And then she's like, her face starts to pucker. I'm like, wait, is she actually going to bounce me? And then she handed it back. She's like, yeah, sorry. That's not you. I'm like, yeah, no shit. It's not any of us. These are fake IDs. This is like the whole thing. And she's like, yeah, you're going to have to wait outside. And so I'm like, guys, she won't let me in. And they're like, okay, bye. We'll see you later. And I was like, Felipe Ole.
So did your roommate murder Felipe?
Yes.
We don't know.
So this could be like a cold case. They could hear this.
This could be a cold case.
Miami hard-blooded detective could hear this.
We could solve it later. And I still don't think this guy would have given him a keg. I think he would have just run away screaming.
I got carded buying a copy of Lost Boys at freaking Target once. Yeah, in my 20s.
Is that even an R movie? Isn't it like a PG movie? PG-13,
yeah. Do you even have to be 17 to buy a DVD of an R movie? I never heard of that.
Bottle of Old Harper.
So there's... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if he had a gun like most liquor store owners, this would have been a real short movie.
I think I have my own theory about this movie, and it's that werewolves exist in this universe, but people aren't really afraid of them. And honestly, I think the only reason they got the keg of beer was because his eyes glowed red, and maybe the guy thought he was possessed, or he was a demon or a vampire.
I don't think people know, though. I think it's a well-kept secret. Because everyone is shocked when he transforms. And they're not
some people are shocked. Some people are excited. Very few people are afraid. And as we will see later, Mick continues
to be
the antagonist.
Probably. But here, adding to that, look at what we are willing to let our pro athletes get away with. They could be the world's greatest monsters, and we will still worship them and like let them off scot-free.
Yeah, but
so
they're
he's
humans.
A literal monster.
Scot-free.
Yeah.
Scott Howard free.
It's a metaphor.
He's like 5'6", and he's in high school.
He might get taller.
You can say it's a metaphor, but there are werewolf rules at play here.
No, because he can transform at will.
That's true. There are other werewolves that can transform at will.
Before in the other episode.
Yeah, we're gonna get into the bizarre supernatural coda of this Teen Wolf mythology.
There's going to be a payoff to this whole keg thing, and it's just so great. They spent like 20 minutes setting up how hard it was to get the keg. Man, you don't get that in movies these days anymore. Also, I think, yeah, this probably inspired a bunch of people to die.
Remember the movie The Program?
I do not.
It was a college football movie, and they did the thing where they laid down in the middle of the road on a highway. And
oh, it was Friday Night Lights, wasn't it?
No, it was a movie
no,
called The Program.
No, it was before Friday Night Lights. It was a movie.
And they edited that scene out after, predictably enough.
Yeah, you know,
did it and got run over.
You know why the guy that built my parents' house ran over some kid who did that in the freaking road and went to jail?
I have a feeling, I don't know if this is a true story, but one of the kids I went to school with's brother got killed doing this. Or so I heard. So the story goes.
Being an 80s party animal.
There's no cops in this town.
Is that the second
time
they passed that Jack in the Box?
Where's Lewis? Does he not see these ears? Or did he get in the other car?
I think he was in the other car. He's in the follow car.
No, he's wearing a Hawaiian shirt, but he is neither of the two types of people that wear Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, Styles, that is not a wipeout when you're van surfing. Yeah, I think Styles has pretty high self-esteem.
Yeah.
Pretty good confidence
or
in his abilities.
Or he's really overcompensating.
Or he's just high as fuck.
All the time. Well, he does get that weed later.
That's true.
Or did we miss that part?
We talked over it.
No, yeah, no, we did not, because he doesn't know Scott's a werewolf yet. He's like, are you trying to tell me you're a homo or something? Which, another staple of 80s movies, being way cavalier about homosexuality and slang terms.
So what's better, motosurf or van surfing?
Motosurfing is way safer, I'll tell you that much.
Motosurfing?
We'll have to do a Surf Ninjas commentary later.
Oh, gosh.
Train dodge. Beat them off. I have so many thoughts on standby.
You got a members-only jacket? Awesome.
I don't think that Lewis is shy enough in this scene. He's a wicked shy character, but he's like high-fiving everybody.
Sunglasses indoors, that's always... Oh, a lot of people wearing sunglasses
I love
indoors.
The 80s, I thought sunglasses were so cool, and I actually still do, actually. I have prescription sunglasses that I wear every day, because they help
sunglasses
me see.
Are cool, but when you wear them indoors habitually, that can be an issue.
It explodes 80s all over the place.
Well, because of the nuclear war, because the future is so bright, you have to wear shades, mm-hmm. and people thought it was like a happy song, but it was about nuclear war.
Really?
Yeah.
What? Really?
He did study nuclear science and loved his classes.
50,000 a year will buy a lot of beer.
Is that a lyric from that song?
Yeah.
Those are both lyrics from that song.
I don't remember anything but the
you
chorus.
You brought it up, man.
I thought they wore sunglasses at night so they could... I don't remember them.
Yeah. No, the future was bright because of the impending thermonuclear war.
Here it is. Great. I've never seen anything like that in real life.
Yeah. Unleash what are they doing? Unleash the human maggots.
Yeah.
That woman looks like 32.
I wonder how drunk all these extras got.
Chubbs has no issues. Look at him. He's
Chubby's
awesome.
All good. Well,
he embraces
food
it
in his locker, though, and stuff.
I don't think he hides it.
Well,
he just keeps it there. I don't think he hides it.
He just keeps it there.
And who's the old whore? I mean, as an old-timey
flapper. Yeah. Everyone looked a little older in the 80s, but that wasn't what you were saying.
Teenagers in the 80s had hairstyles that you wouldn't think someone under 40 would have. Women, at least.
See, Styles has to get his kicks through other people. He doesn't actually participate in any of the events.
He's a master manipulator.
He is. He's a user.
He uses people like toys. And he uses bosoms like jello balls.
You can't. If Chubby can suck it through the shirt, then he's a better man than I.
Chubby actually burned through her rib cage.
He ate part of it.
Yeah. No offense, Chubby. We love you.
Wherever you may be. Somewhere out on that dusty plane.
That old prostitute is creeping me out.
Who is that woman?
I do not remember
no problem with her. I think she's fine. I think she's working it. Scott is sweating like hell again. For a skinny guy, he's so sweaty.
That's how he keeps the weight off.
She's, Boof has to stoop to subterfuge just to get her kicks with Scott.
Is that low self-esteem?
She's 15 years early on the manic pixie dream girl trend.
I think she's right on time.
Two minutes in heaven? Man.
Most people get Southern, don't they?
Yeah. These guys got screwed. Or probably not in 2 minutes.
Jeez, he's like a ringmaster.
Yeah,
I know. My son, he's like the life of the party. He's like Bacchus.
Even though he's too lame
to
know.
At best.
That.
It's like a high school Bacchus.
Oh, I smell a story idea, Ed.
In a modern interpretation, people might think he's like the guy from the accused.
So does the wolf thing give him uncontrollable sexual urges also?
It's a metaphor.
You can think of
it
as a metaphor
just being a teenager.
For puberty.
Well, yeah, I mean, the
that's,
hair...
That's always the case.
The hair puberty thing.
Every werewolf movie has been about puberty. For some reason.
Even that Russell Crowe one?
Russell Crowe one?
Never mind, I'm thinking of something else.
Especially the Jack Nicholson one.
Ah, yes.
He was going through late puberty.
All these people smoking weed in the 80s, I never noticed when I was a kid.
Well, you probably didn't know what it was.
No, I didn't. But, you know, there's that scene in The Karate Kid where he's rolling a joint in the toilet? I never
it
realized that's
what he took me a few years
to
figure that one out, too. That means he's a bad kid.
These people are still on the floor. They're
because...
dead.
Yeah, they're never leaving this party.
Until they emerge from their pupae and become giant fly people.
Kayla's fighting against her. She's fighting. Is she a woman? Is she a child? She wants to stay and watch them ride the round, but... Oof. Oof. Styles is a little sweaty, too. Must have been a billion degrees inside this set. Which was probably just a house.
Now, when Boof turns around, we will see that she has been scratched by a werewolf.
Do you have to get bitten, or does a scratch count?
I really wonder what the rules are for
transmission. I really feel like werewolfism is purely hereditary in this universe.
But does that mean it's purely genetic?
Yes.
Jeez.
Oh,
wow.
I don't think he drew blood, though. There's some red marks, but it looks like
pretty
just
red.
A, yeah. Some irritation.
So there's Wolfachondrians? That was it, right? The Star Wars.
Uh-huh.
Thing people hate.
Wait, no, Chlorians. Oh, yeah. Wolfachondrians,
okay.
I guess you'd have to say.
So, becoming a werewolf or a vampire, that's basically an STD, then?
No.
It can be.
It's more like X-Men, where you get into, like, a excitable situation, and all of a sudden your powers manifest or something.
See, he's, like,
it's
wildly
like puberty.
Hungover now.
Vampires.
It's like puberty. Shut up, Ed.
Vampires are always way more sexy than werewolves, though. Like, there's always a sexual subtext to
You've never seen Howling 2. Your sister is a werewolf.
Yes, yes, we have, unfortunately.
That movie is awesome.
Ridiculously sexy werewolf action.
So, Teen Wolf came out during the 80s werewolf craze, along with Wolfen, The Howling, Howling 2, Your Sister is a Werewolf, Full Moon High,
Sybil Danning,
Teen Wolf 2, The Company of Wolves, Howling 3, Silver Bullet, and An American Werewolf in London.
What about the show Werewolf? Was that out at the same time, too? Or?
No, that must have come down a little later. Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah, it always freaks me out when they cut to the 80s makeup.
Yeah, it's a little Fright Night-ish.
It's a lot more fucked up than any CG.
Yeah, he kind of is turning into Chris Sarandon. That's interesting.
Now, despite my hatred for Wolfman, I gotta give Scott Howard a pass.
He's a damn good looking Wolfman. This movie. Yeah.
He is an animal.
Ow!
I quote that sometimes. Only to myself, though, I guess. Jeez Louise. You have to say it through fangs. Masturbating.
Yeah, that.
I'm also masturbating, Scott. We can talk about it.
No.
A little Planet of the Apes-ish.
But he also had to have like a long kind of 80s hairstyle too, you know? Had to be flowing. So he's got a lot more hair than your average wolfman, I'd say.
He is Canadian.
His bare face always kind of bothered me. I like,
you still have to be able to tell that it's Michael J. Fox, I like, future superstar.
I was a teenage werewolf kind of werewolf instead.
He looks kind of like an Ewok or something. Yeah, he really definitely should have said something a lot sooner. But then we wouldn't have the hero's journey and whatnot.
A little bit like the Neanderthal in those commercials, those insurance commercials.
They obviously cribbed it from this. Those lousy no-good fucks. Sometimes it skips a generation, and sometimes it hits every one of your cousins and teachers. Teen Wolf 2. Well, great. Now what do I do with this? It's going to last 4 hours. Also, these werewolves are 100% in control of their actions while they're wolfed out. Hmm. Unless, you know, Mick's involved.
Dad is kind of like a sensitive werewolf. Like one of those guys that goes to those men's things where they beat on drums.
Yeah, he turns the chair around when he sits down. It's rap, son.
He should still be a wolf in this scene.
Getting hair in the eggs.
What sport did Scott's dad play when he was a kid and turned into a wolf?
Football with the leather helmets.
Oh, yeah.
Fetch.
Scott Howard's dad called it the forward pass. Was that a weird ADR? It didn't look like his mouth. I can't rewind it.
There's a
it
lot of
we're
ADR
the commentary.
In this. But there's like a purple heart on the wall in the background.
Oh, shit. He was in Nam,
oh,
dude.
Oh, man. Werewolves in Vietnam.
He messed up a lot of Viet Cong, and now he has deep regrets about it. And that's why he never told Scott. Self-esteem issues. Yes.
Whoa, it's Spider-Man, actually.
Jeff Loeb. He's a big old comic fan.
Or vice versa.
He's rejecting the call of being a werewolf. Obvious exceptions being huge penis. Unless you eat some chickens. Oh, I wish I could get a $6 haircut.
Me too.
Do you guys cut your own hair?
No, but it's like $22 now.
Yeah, I go to Supercon.
All right, you see those military medals in the background?
It could be from his dad, though. Yeah, it could be World War II.
It's an airborne patch, it looks like.
Could be airborne.
I wonder about that in every universe like this. If these things exist, that the military would have taken them and like studied them and figured out how to use them to kill people.
They had a special werewolf squad. Unless it skipped his grandfather's generation. We can really only infer at this point.
Werewolves versus Nazis.
A $12 haircut.
I got a $7 haircut. Man, they're just falling all over themselves for Scott now.
Those pheromones are kicking
up and out those werewolf pheromones.
Wolf. Whoa, does she fuck Mr. Lolly?
It seems like it.
So what's
it's implied.
Boof is basically Tina Fey. She's morally superior because she has dark hair and she stands in the back and rolls her eyes.
I'm into it.
She's above it all. Styles has some issues. Hey, I recognize this lady too. Oh, we were talking about recognizing people off camera or off microphone.
They never let him.
Why are they conjugating Latin
with that shirt?
What does it say?
What are you looking at, dick nose?
He must have been like so mortified having to do that scene.
Was she in Game of Thrones?
This is like their Latin class with Roman history.
Yeah,
Romulus and Remus.
Roman history class. Why are these classes so apropos? That guy was in Johnny Tsunami. He played the principal.
What the hell is Johnny Tsunami?
It's an awesome Disney Channel movie.
Lycanthropy, Scott.
Wolf-powered rockets, Scott.
Silver Bullet Band, Scott. This is music class. Are you paying attention?
I think it's some sort of science class where they're studying rocketry.
Yeah, they got beakers and stuff back there.
Oh, there's just a rocket poster. It's not specifically a jet propulsion class.
She's a good teacher, though. She has a lot of empathy. All the other teachers are assholes.
It's true. Effervescence.
Do you guys hear like a quacking duck noise?
Somebody step on a duck?
I got diarrhea. Yo, somebody was making a quacking noise.
Oh.
I think it was like a humiliation sound effect.
I shit all over the floor.
Oh, man. I love the sound that his shoes make when he's squeaking down the floor.
I'm impressed with his ability to do that without...
Boosh.
Never mind.
This movie actually, for as cheap as it is, it has great sound design.
This guy's sticking it to the man in that bathroom. He's like writing furiously.
Was that guy the announcer in Teen Wolf 2?
They paid for that Beach Boys song. That must have cost a lot.
That guy was just in there when they set up to film and he wouldn't leave. And also, they have like the Fountain of Healing here. The water instantly changes him back to a human.
So he knows that there's a possibility that he could be a werewolf.
And Scott's dad made him pee his pants once, so there's a grudge.
Oh, you're looking for that kid with the glasses.
He's looking for that hyper nerd.
I want to know what that guy was writing, though.
You don't want to know.
It was like, Thorn is a dick nose.
Werewolves rule.
Turk 182.
School principals and teachers in movies have this really, really high standard of proof. Like, they're always like, once I get the jury to convict you, and we have all the evidence.
Yeah, like the guy in First Bueller.
Pretty sure like it.
No, the Mr. Pubes are back. You know Thorne popped that in his mouth right after the scene stopped rolling.
Oh, here it is.
His pants leave nothing to the imagination.
No, you can tell what religion he is.
It's a movie of time.
Red belt and turquoise pants. Yeah,
Styles. That's why they call him Styles.
No dust on Styles.
Wait, is Styles a nickname, or is his name like John Styles?
I think that is his last name. Cavalier.
Times changed.
Styles was found dead the next day.
It does tell you something about the times, that it was weirder to be gay than to be a werewolf.
Yeah.
Or more, considered more, whatever.
But you do kind of look like you have liver disease.
To coin a phrase.
Titular. You didn't rip up the floorboards. I know he doesn't talk like that, but...
T-dubs.
So now, is Styles the kind of guy that would want to become a teen wolf, or is he just fine being the man behind the wolf?
I think he just likes exploiting the...
Yeah, he seems like a pimp, basically. Yeah. Like, his friend turned into a wolf, and instantly it was like, how can I make money
out
of this?
Yeah, instantly it was like, ka-ching! Got money signs in his eyes.
God damn it, Boof. What'd you get out of my yard? That was my best Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, them corduroys. Playing basketball in corduroys.
She's wearing a vest.
Sweater vest, if you will.
Yeah.
It was the 80s, baby.
Looks like the same outfit what's-her-name was wearing when she was Pamela? Delivering that play thing. Yeah.
Whoa. They're really hammering it home that she's the one.
Scott, get into this.
Scott, your childhood friend is here. Like she is every day.
Yeah.
Throw her one, Scott.
Yeah, Dad's laying it on thick. Don't come back until you're...
Until you have puppies.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
It's like Haddonfield.
It is.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Pasadena?
They shot it in Pasadena.
Waiting for
it,
like, Michael to walk out.
It might be the very same bush that he originally
hit. Yeah, it looks like Michael's going to walk out any minute.
Apparently, whenever they wanted to make something look like Anytown USA, they would shoot it in South Pasadena. And this is supposed to be Nebraska, just like...
Nebraska, really?
Yeah. I never would have known.
Just like Halloween was supposed to be in Illinois.
Right. I feel like there are less palm trees in this one, though.
So
there are now.
There will be palm trees later.
So basically, Teen Wolf is pretty much 30 minutes away then.
That's right.
Totes.
And we're going to go on a driving tour after this. Immediately after this.
Good.
And we're going to roll the whole time.
You can't...
I got dibs on the roof of the...
Oh, I insist, Drew.
What about... Poof's got kind of a receptionist at a veterinary clinic look about her.
Yeah.
Very specific, but yes. I think you nailed
it. I don't know
it.
Why. I think it'd be a perfect match for a werewolf.
They have essentially the same haircut.
Mm-hmm.
The Michael J. Fox pensive look, where he does that kind of... Yeah, there it is. Stupid Bush.
So I've compiled a list of trivia about this movie, and also a list of terrible, terrible werewolf jokes. And if the commentary is not fast and furious, I will punish you with werewolf jokes.
Okay, as long as we're all aware that it is a punishment.
I mean, you'll be delighted.
Too. I don't know. Oh, wait. Wait, why is Pamela here? Mick's not here.
Hey, Lewis has got a girlfriend. Lewis is is the other guy, right?
No, Lewis is the other guy. Lewis has his own... He's eating a hard-boiled egg. He's so gross. I think he probably has certain diseases, too.
The coach.
Yeah. Sorry. Oh, instantaneous fuck-up on Scott's part.
What do you mean, fuck-up? He tripped him.
He tripped over that guy. The guy was just standing there. Scott can't go 2 seconds without fucking something up.
No, it's is the military there to recruit?
Yeah, is it a military academy they're playing, or is it ROTC on the campus? Or?
Wait, were they at the last game, too? I've never noticed a military presence in this movie.
They say cadets. All their things say cadets.
There's a bunch of dudes wearing uniforms in the bleachers. But I would imagine some sort of ROTC.
There was a big military presence in Teen Wolf 2 at the final match.
Maybe it's just an Easter egg where they were like, oh yeah, the military is watching.
Or shades of, the medals on the dad's wall and everything.
Yeah, maybe they want to see if they can recruit him as their next weapon of mass destruction.
Totes. Oh, Lewis does have a little side action going
on
there.
That's what I said. He's doing all right for himself.
Damn.
Okay, they're the cadets.
Yeah,
that's the name of the team.
So but there's a bunch of uniform guys sitting there too.
Those are the cadets.
But then he fell.
But it does not mean
the other kids from the military
that the military is not there to recruit Scott Howard.
I mean, it's perfect. It's just a right place, right time.
Smoke screen.
Okay, suction. Watch for the suction cups, guys.
Oh, I think I just saw one. Nope.
Suction cups.
All one take. Oh, do you forget already? Oh, I guess we recorded that a long time ago.
What suction cup?
Where I talked about my childhood theory that all the players ran in and suction cupped hair to him because I didn't know about editing.
That's also a fetish Ryan has.
Better get Geico.
Geico, the caveman things? Yeah.
Yep.
Geico has like 8 mascots.
Oh, he pissed himself again. That guy was in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and he was also kind of in a bunch of 80s things. He was in Can't Buy Me Love.
The guy with the black hair?
Yeah.
What was he in Buffy?
He was, one of the one
Buffy
of
the
buddies,
movie
I
or
guess.
Buffy the show?
Movie. Is that Edgar Wright? I mean, Sean. Wait, what's the other guy's name?
What guy?
From Shaun of the Dead.
Yeah, yeah. That guy looked exactly like, what's his name?
That would have been more awesome if the backboard shattered.
You gotta...
But they gotta keep the game going.
he didn't maul anyone, so... And he got a sweet basket. That is what happens when you're a werewolf, though. You just instantly become awesome at things.
Everyone else is taking this pretty well.
Is this a metaphor for steroids?
Not only gave him like skill, but it gave him like flash. Now
he's all got style and everything.
Yeah, he's done like Harlem Globetrotters moves.
Well, he's autistic because now he has the disguise on, so suddenly he can perform in public. I don't know if we ever talked about it on the podcast, but there was that article I read where like if you put an autistic person in, they put a bunch of autistic kids in like inflatable costumes, and then all of a sudden they were like best friends with everybody, and they were like doing, just having a great time.
What?
It's because you put a wall between you and the outside world.
That cut did not make sense.
Apologies to our artistic listeners.
I'm on their side. I'm on their side of the wall.
Well, it's always easier to do something if there's no pressure. When I used to play basketball, I'd be really good at like making like half court shots. Because nobody expects you to make it. So there's no pressure.
Were you a Teen Wolf?
I was not a Teen Wolf, I don't think.
He is a Teen Wolf. Not were. Oh, she's getting hot all of a sudden.
Getting a slow clap in. So I was in love with this brunette cheerleader on the left when I was a kid.
Is this song a Randy Newman
sound like? I was trying to think of his name and I couldn't think of it. It does sound like Randy Newman.
They don't do that much anymore, soundalikes, where, you know, they hire someone to do an imitation on the Jeep.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a million of them in Surf Ninjas. Chubby's double fisting fruit, I mean. Ugh, what a stereotype.
Hmm.
Just because he's overweight doesn't mean he's a food crazed maniac.
He's gonna go get wasted.
It's never gonna wash out of that jacket.
So do they serve him alcohol because he's the teen love?
You're goddamn right.
He's got facial hair.
Yeah.
And the drinking age was 18 in some states in the 80s, I think.
But is he listening to this song on the headphones?
It's, what do you call it?
He's got bad taste in music.
It's like half and half, like...
He's listening to Bunny and the Wolf Sisters.
He's listening to Warren Zevon.
Warren Zevon is so awesome, and people only know that one novelty song. Which
not
is a good
huge
song.
Fan of Excitable Boy, either. Creeps me out.
That was his intention.
Now, Lewis defines himself by his friends, so as soon as they change, he can't hang anymore. But he's only the vice principal.
What? Where's the principal?
Damn. But the principal's dead.
You know who's number two around here? This guy.
High five.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's even down with the brothers.
Break
now.
Dancing with the brothers.
The only brother in the freaking school.
Wait, is that Lemonade?
It's gotta be, right?
Two brothers.
Reminds me of another teen movie.
Oh.
Wow, he doesn't... People don't see him as the wolf until way deep into the movie. I think it's more than half over.
So, I would posit that in this universe, where werewolves are like 1 in 100 or 1 in 1,000 people are wolves, and most of them don't seem to attack people, either they've never developed the fear of werewolves, or people have arisen to confront werewolves with absolutely no fear, i.e. Mick... And in the movie Teen Wolf 2, instead of basketball, it's boxing. And throughout the entire movie, where Jason Bateman's Teen Wolf 2 is doing giant front flips into the boxing ring and, like, boxing with superhuman strength, speed, and agility, still guys are lacing up and getting into the ring with him. So forget the fact that there's, like... a main bad boxer. So this is something that I've brought up in the past and really want you to consider as you watch this film and consider in light of Teen Wolf 2 is that Mick, the antagonist in this film, gives zero fucks that Scott is a werewolf. In fact, like, goads him into attacking him. And in Teen Wolf 2, like, 30 different college boxers get into the ring with Scott after they watch him knock boxer after boxer out of the ring with superhuman speed and agility. And, you know, the final bad guy boxer is like, has zero hesitation about getting into a fight with a werewolf. In this universe, people just don't give a fuck.
Because they still, despite their lack of werewolfism, have to prove, since it's high school and college, their alpha maleness. Especially Mick, who once again is protecting his booty.
In the case of boxing, I think the Marquess of Queensberry rules, or whatever it's called, would negate a lot of the werewolf advantages. But I
did. Wait, did the Marquis of Queensberry factor in werewolves?
Good question.
What are you talking about?
The rules of boxing, which say, for example, you must wear gloves when boxing, would negate the claws of a werewolf. And just if boxing is more of a strategic sport, despite the fact you're punching, it's not like street fighting, which you'd think a werewolf, being a wild creature, would be adept at.
But before, sorry to keep going back to the Teen Wolf 2
But you mean the movie we have not seen yet?
Yeah.
Telling you that he would start every boxing match by doing a flying front flip into the ring, and then he would knock guys out with one punch. But what enough punch? About what I have to say.
Yeah, sorry, what are you talking about?
So what play is this? Is he...
Yeah, is it like Gone with the Wind or something?
No.
Is he playing a Confederate?
I don't know, because his uniform is actually black.
She had an outrageous Southern accent.
Yeah, he's in the South and he's burning the field, so I don't think he's a Confederate.
Sherman.
Wait, is this whole movie take place in an alternate history?
Werewolves won the Civil War for the Confederacy?
Yeah, maybe he's in Werewolf Black and Gold.
But I noticed a while ago that he got an A on a test, which you wouldn't think a werewolf would help with
that.
Yeah,
it made him smarter.
I thought maybe the whole thing is just confidence. Like, it was in him all along, and it just gave him confidence to do his best.
Yeah. Hence the wearing a mask.
Right.
I agree with you, 100%.
Because a wolf is not smarter than a man.
That we know of.
They're cunning.
They are.
And perhaps he uses his sensory powers to not only sniff out a stash, but also to look at other people's tests.
He front-flipped into the school after hours and stole the answer key.
Exactly.
Wait a minute, I know that
that's
sound.
That's a wolfgasm.
Yes. I wish I was having one. Wouldn't his claws get stuck in the holes? They don't make wolf sizes.
Maybe he drilled out the holes with his claws.
Oh, shit.
What?
And she's just flaunting it, too. I don't know what Pamela's deal is. She's all over Scott, and then she's like, no, mix my boyfriend. But...
trying to make Mick
is she
jealous?
Making Mick jealous? Is she really into the wolf? I don't know. There's
she wants
some backstory
to, she wants
here
to see
that,
blood.
No, I
she
guess
wants
so.
To
she
see them fight.
She's the alpha female, and she's trying to find the alpha male.
I've got to get one of those shirts. Preferably
I bet they
in
exist.
Female size.
RC Cola.
See, dude, if I was a Mick, I would do the exact same thing. I mean, Jesus Christ. This is unacceptable on both of their parts.
Look, it's shameless, but you gotta know when you're beat. And when a werewolf comes and steals your girl...
you just let him have it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let him have it and let him have her. No, man, don't. She's a werewolf.
He's a werewolf. Shit. Well, pay attention.
I mean, he's kind of in the right here, leaving aside...
He's absolutely in the right.
Leaving aside they're treating her like property and not asking her opinion, but relatively speaking.
Yeah, then he just said he killed his mother, though. That's kind of crazy. Because his mother's obviously dead. Or not around.
No, she divorced the... What's his name? When he finally...
That is conjecture. The only explanation given is that Mick blew her head off.
Stealing
this has to be considered.
No, I think that's more like an Xbox Live taunt of I fucked your mother.
Maybe it was her purple heart.
No, it would be like GG lol.
That's more like Facebook.
You want me to put it in your butt?
Check and mate. Oh.
She just wants everybody to want her, basically.
Is Mick in there? Do they do like a role play thing to get fired up?
No, she wants a werewolf to attack Mick to find out who is the alpha. I think you're right about that.
I think she just has such low self-esteem that she needs everybody to want her all the time.
And the team, meanwhile, is Chicago bowling it. Just give it to Michael and... sit back and let him do everything.
Oh yeah, until they finally start to get upset about it.
That guy thought he was the star of the movie. number 23.
With, he had those curls.
Have they ever substituted anyone, or the same five people played always?
There's definitely more teammates, but I don't know.
Right, but I've never seen any different people come
in. Any substitutions?
You'd think the fat kid, if no one else, would get tired.
Awesome.
Fuck you, Scott.
Here it is.
City. It's pretty close. The first one's pretty forgettable. 12 hours of sleep.
Nothing to do with anything. Awesome.
I should be coming to you when I need money.
Having a tattoo was really like a thing in the 80s. Like you're a bad person if you had a tattoo.
No, she has a tattoo of a dagger.
Right, but girls these days have like 37 tattoos and they're just normal people.
Hey, as long as it's not a dagger, we're cool.
So I have never dated a woman with the same first name as a state or a tattoo on of her dagger on her body. As far as I know.
What about you and Dakota Fanning?
Oops. Did I say state again? It's city. It's city.
So he created this Wolfmobile.
Even swap. Traded the van for it straight up.
So Lewis is afraid of him.
Lewis feels alienated, I think.
He just said he's afraid of him, I think.
No, he said he's avoiding me, right?
Yeah, but then he said he's afraid of me, right?
Did he say that?
I think so.
Okay, everybody, rewind your DVDs now. Just kidding, don't do that. This movie also gave me a healthy appreciation for the Beach Boys.
Yeah, same here. Nobody on the street to see it. That's why he keeps doing it.
It doesn't matter. He's just having the time of his life.
Yeah, he's just doing it again and again.
Some JCVD stuff right there.
Fair Oaks, Pasadena.
Yep.
See, now people finally see it. He's like, oh, thank God. I think Stiles is drinking some beers.
Yeah, with Scott on the hood, on the roof of his Wolfmobile. What an asshole. Probably also high, again.
Look.
Litter bugs.
Stiles is going to do Stiles.
You know, he probably does.
When I was a kid, Stiles was my hero in this movie, but now as an adult, I think the coach is my hero.
He keeps it real, that's for sure.
Mick is my hero through and through. Any man who just gets into Orville's face and is like, I dare you.
Morals and ethics are my hero. It was.
Must have been. Must have been when I was Glendale.
So a little bit of trivia for you. So, this movie was filmed before Back to the Future, and it came out after Back to the Future to capitalize on Michael J. Fox's heat. In Italy, it was... they changed Scott's name to Marty because he was so popular in Back to the Future. And in Brazil... they changed the name from Teen Wolf to Boy from the Future.
It must have been so confusing.
And I wonder if people in Italy and Brazil somehow thought this tied into the Back to the Future universe. Like, this was the darkest timeline where the werewolves won the Civil War and Marty became a werewolf?
Marty was from another planet from the future.
A planet?
So... all these movies were before Family Ties started?
No, Family Ties was like in the middle of shooting when they were shooting this
Meredith
movie.
Baxter Burney got pregnant, so they went on hiatus of recording, and so...
But then wasn't he already a star?
And they banged this out in 21 days. He wasn't
he was big
the
on that
superstar.
Show.
Yeah,
I guess being
show.
On TV
he
was
wasn't a superstar.
Minor league back in those days.
Yeah. I think Family Ties, apparently, according to the trivia especially, made him a superstar.
Yeah.
But while he was doing Teen Wolf, he wasn't yet. And he hated it. He thought it was the worst piece of shit, which is why he's not in the sequel.
And his house is also one of the houses in Back to the Future.
Right.
So, there's a case to be made for some kind of Rick and Morty style time and dimension hopping.
Could it be the only thing that could make Back to the Future better? Adding a Teen Wolf?
I'd watch that movie. Maybe I'm watching it right now.
Maybe.
Well, where
there's Michael Myers!
She has a lot of different color sweaters like that.
Maybe if you sleep with your own mom, it makes a Teen Wolf.
No, dude, I've tried.
Did you eat five ants before you did it, though?
No,
four,
five
just
clams.
Four.
Oh, jeez.
I keep going like, oh, is the recorder picking up the movie? And then remembering that we're wearing headphones.
So it's about the expectations of fame.
It's about a lot of things.
It's about an hour and a half.
Steroids makes more sense than puberty.
He's a little old for puberty.
Well, they're all a little old for puberty. But, like, if this is a metaphor for puberty, is he just like, no, I just want to be a naive tween, and everyone wants me to be a male with secondary sexual characteristics? It doesn't make sense.
What makes sense is the fact that he realizes at the end. So at the end, he wants to win the game as himself, as Scott. So
are you saying he wants to win in the end?
He wants to win in the end. But like I said earlier, he realizes that he can't go for the quick and easy fix. He has to be the best version of Scott Howard that he could possibly be, which is a lesson for all of us.
But that does
if you have
make
a natural
sense
gift, don't use it.
In terms of puberty.
Well, that's true. He does. Because
he's like, I'm not going to use any of my strength or speed.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to win basketball by not playing physically.
I don't know. But at the end of the day, he's not the cocky prick that the wolf is. He's Scott. He's a good dude.
But it's like that Star Trek where the two Captain Kirks. Without the bad side, he was ineffective. If you guys remember that
one. Oh,
shit!
Whoa,
he can also teleport.
I forgot about that. That is another strange wrinkle about
werewolves. I don't know
werewolves
if I ever noticed
this.
That before.
Yeah, I never noticed that.
Did he teleport, or was it just like an effect?
He didn't get his mom to meet
invisible.
His dad, and so he just faded out of reality.
Oh.
He's back, though.
It's a different timeline.
And wait, if Chuck Berry had never heard that song, he would not have wrote Sweet Little 16... which is the same music as Surfing USA, which they surf to.
Whoa. Levels upon levels.
Wheels within wheels.
I'm surprised he didn't, like, rappel down from the roof or anything. He just kind of walked in the door.
Man, people are into it. I'm into it.
And then even at the end, like, well, I'll talk about it when it happens. See, he's such a dick.
Did you see the cosplayers with, like, the opera glasses? That was strange.
No.
Oh, hey, old boof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't call it that for nothing.
Is Styles wearing a hat on a hat?
Yeah, Styles is, like, cosplaying as Geordi LaForge or something.
Is that where that metaphor comes from? When you do too much in writing? They say don't put a hat on a hat.
Do they?
It's something like that, yeah. Means, like, you know, like, don't put two novelties on top of each other.
Styles don't give a fuck.
Oh.
Well, he got his own song for him.
DJ spinning his theme song.
There's the hooker from the old-timey hooker.
The hooker's there? Where?
That's his girlfriend. I don't
Styles
think that's a
girlfriend.
Hooker. Yeah.
No, I think that's Styles' paid escort.
She's all Madonna'd out still.
This is, dude, werewolves are better at dancing.
He's better at everything.
This is totally a Prince sound-alike.
Oh, that's the old prostitute.
Guitar.
Yeah.
Oh, now she's dancing with Lewis. I don't know what's I don't know what's up and what's down.
Well, Styles is a pimp, and he may just want to get a wolf buddy.
Awesome, wolf so, ally.
Was Mick? Would Mick be like the center of attention at this dance? Because he's really bummed that Wolf is getting all the attention. I don't think he would be the center.
I don't think
he'd
would.
Still
he
be over in the corner.
Yeah, he's not the
thing.
Kind of guy that.
Well, he's the alpha male jock from the town next door who's
so now,
dating
all of a
the hottest,
he's not anymore.
Hottest girl in the school.
How do they even know each other?
Because their two teams are rivals in sports.
I guess. They must have grown up next to each other.
Oh, Pamela's bummed. You know, she wants more of that wolf dick. And she's like, I want to see Mick get disemboweled. That's what really turns her on. Boof is still kind of into it.
She can't help herself.
Yeah, she's got to answer to those pheromones.
Although, she de-wolfs him, so he gets anti-worked up when she kisses him.
Nope.
I'm still in high school.
Shit.
I'm not even thinking along those lines. Although, this is the 80s in small-town America.
A half hour?
That was one hell of a kiss.
How sweaty would he get in a half hour?
Oh, man, I don't even want to think about it.
About to get real. Drew, don't take your eyes off the screen because you're about to see my hero in action.
Scott?
Nope.
This is kind of a journey sound alike.
Scott's
sure
dead?
Is. Nope. Here's my hero.
Booth?
See, he's just having a good time and then the bully needs to make him pay for it. It's just not fair.
Took his coat off even.
Padoosh! And he was also like, hey, Mick, how's it going? Oh. I don't belong to anybody.
Damn.
Okay, I mean, he did call Boof a tramp, so he deserves what he gets.
They have to
so
hold
my best shirt.
Mick
yeah.
back.
Doesn't run.
Is there
that's true.
On his
from
stomach?
I'll give you that, yeah.
Does he have his lines written there?
A little mark.
I think that's a prison tattoo.
Is it a dagger?
See, but Lewis
oh,
is freaked
Lewis
out
is
by
freaking
him.
Out. He's like Thorne, pissing himself.
If we're lucky.
I think he's got a tattoo
dude,
they covered
for
up.
Real, that's like a prison tattoo on his stomach.
Yeah. I don't know what the hell's going on there.
Beavers are best.
Chewing wood. Nobody wants that distinction. He doesn't even go to this school. You got nothing on me, old man.
Is this your hero?
No, man, that's my hero. Tells you to keep your eyes peeled, man.
Did he trim his wolf hair? Can he maintain a wolf haircut between transformations?
Well, if it's like the kind of werewolf where the hair sucks back in, maybe he still had some
he
product
just,
in it.
He's only half transformed. So Thorne... I mean, Mr. Howard never did anything to Thorne besides growl at him in the past, so shouldn't he be calling his bluff?
Oh, Rusty. See, he knows him from back in the day,
oh, yeah.
Possibly Vietnam.
No, they had a big long scene where he was talking about that he came between his mother and him.
Mm-hmm. He probably killed
guys.
Her, too. Blew her head off with a shotgun.
A lot of guys named Rusty and Don.
So, Thorne was in the movie The Howling. As a reporter named Lou Landers.
Whoa.
And he played that same role in Gremlins. So there may be some continuity between the Howling universe and the Gremlins universe. Think about that.
I'm cool with it. No wolf. Hmm? No wolf. This guy's the greatest. A lot of good side characters in this movie.
And the wolf has superior acting abilities also?
No, he's just popular. Not. He's just a draw.
I see.
In fact, he's a terrible actor, much like Pamela.
The wolf puts butts in seats.
Yeah. They should just do like a wolf theme show, like a King Kong thing.
This play is about a werewolf general.
Look at, just listen to Lolly here. He was just doing his thing. Nobody directed him.
Well, he's a director. He directed himself.
I guess I'll have to do it.
So it's an allegory for Hollywood. They want the star that gets the box office. They don't care about acting.
It's an allegory. Again, there's a lot of things going on in this movie. I don't
think
they had all their ducks in a row.
If something is a metaphor for everything, it's a metaphor for nothing. That's why I'm saying this is a literal movie about time-traveling werewolves.
And dick noses.
And a dick noser, too.
Whoa, some more bad ADR. I wish we were tallying the terrible ADR from the beginning.
Eh, they shot it in 21 days.
That's actually not that bad. A lot of movies get shot in 21 days.
But when you think 12 of those days was just basketball.
12 of those days was just suction cups. Is he never going to be the werewolf ever again?
Maybe.
Does he have that option?
What would you do as a werewolf in this universe? How would you use it?
I would surf on vans. I would get kegs of beer. I would bite beer cans. I would bang hot high school chicks.
Once you
realize, I would dance all the time.
Well, yeah, but like once he realizes that it's really not worth it, which he does, there's
literally nothing.
It's
totally worth it.
Have you never seen the end of this movie? He learns to win in the end as Scott. He learns that he doesn't need the wolf, that he's just fine the way he is. But
if he was
taking it literally, which is
nicer to his
whole deal,
the wolf is a part of him.
Not,
that's right.
Well, the wolf is the worst part
it's
of him that he must
part.
Suppress.
It's not the worst
any,
part of him. It is a part of him. That's what his father was saying.
Well, if you go by the cartoon show that followed this, I mean, he still retains the ability to turn into a wolf. He still wants out.
But
not
he probably fights aliens.
Show if he does,
yeah,
it.
To solve mysteries and things, sure.
It doesn't, it's just teen.
But that's
there
when he moves to, like, Wolfsburg or wherever that is.
So, but if he decides to never be the wolf again, or even his dad, like, what does he do with his wolf powers?
It just didn't make him decide. There was a shot of a full moon early on, but the full moon seems to have nothing,
to,
do
nothing
with it.
To do with it.
He's more like the Incredible Hulk.
Well, I thought he manifested
don't make him
during
angry.
The full moon or something.
He did manifest during the full moon, and I think the father also manifested during the full moon.
And in the cartoon, I do remember
whenever
Styles
the full
saying,
moon would come
FMT,
out.
Full moon tonight. Yeah.
Yeah. FMT DTF.
The cartoon is null and void.
The cartoon is canon. Dude.
Mick is already sweaty. The game has barely even started.
Yeah,
because
he's been crushing it. He's
crushing
just
Pamela?
Been laying waste
he's
to
been carrying
his enemies.
The dragons.
And I think Pamela got
is
what
it?
She wanted. I mean,
yeah. Although he got humiliated.
He did get humiliated. We saw his abs with a prison tattoo on him, and they had to drag
everybody
away.
Everybody laughed at him. Are you allowed to, like, sub in mid-game? Is that...
What do you mean mid-game? You substitute all
these
the time.
These are sports questions.
Yeah. This is not a sports movie.
Typically in high school, you didn't show up
look at that fucking
to the
creeper
start of the
back
game.
There. Look at both
yeah,
of those
dudes
child
in the striped
monsters.
Shirts.
Oh my god. What are they doing there?
They're enjoying the dolphin shorts on display.
They're gonna wolf out in a different way. You missed, Scott. Look at the scoreboard. We're already down by 70 points.
In the end.
Now Scott is sweating, and he hasn't even started playing yet.
He's sweating from the fury in Chubby's eyes. Like spotlights on him.
He's in
also,
high
these
school,
guys,
he's overweight, he's got a receding hairline already. He's
these guys
right
are so wishy-washy. First they want the wolf, then they don't want the wolf, now they want the wolf again. Talk about self-esteem issues. There's Simon Pegg again.
Simon Pegg, there you go. Couldn't think of his name everywhere.
I'm Now you're about to see Chubby Wolf out. Oh, that's all it takes.
You're some Enrico Palazzo, motherfucker.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo! See?
Oh, okay. Mick is impressed, dude.
Yeah. Mick is impressed, Mick is, and he gave him the boost he needed to take the shot.
Mick brings Mick the
best
hero
out of everyone.
God, you might be onto something. Dude, Styles is totally $1 million in those two ladies.
That was Lewis in the middle of them.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
But I think Styles is
where's
prostitute.
Lewis's movie?
Now, this song, Mark Safran's Win in the End, I haven't seen this movie since, like, high school, college, like I said, something like that. But this thing plays in rotation in my car, like, maybe twice, three times a week.
I like You Sure Don't Look Like Your Grandma. I like this one, and I like the one that plays when he makes the final basket. It's very
way
emotional.
Way to spoil it.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Should I put the beaver head back on? Everyone's already forgotten
actually,
about
I think
the wolf.
She's a tanuki, and those are giant testicles. Ah, if Teen Wolf had teamed up with the tanuki. All right, now it's time for werewolf jokes.
Okay, you get three werewolf jokes, and then we're back to the movie.
No, while this horrible basketball game drags on.
Can we vote on it?
What?
Dude,
no.
This again,
is the best
Win
scene.
In the End is playing right now, and you're going to be talking over it. It's just like, what do you have against music, man?
What happened when the werewolf swallowed a clock? He got ticks.
He died.
Where do they make werewolf movies?
Hollywood.
In Hollywood.
Oh, no, these are like...
When do werewolves go trick-or-treating?
Like werewolf puns.
What was that one?
When do werewolves go trick-or-treating?
I have an idea. It's kind of similar to the last one. Halloween.
Exactly. Where do werewolves hate to shop?
I'm gonna win in the end. Oh, sorry, what?
Flea markets.
What's with all the flea? That's just like hate. That's like hate speech.
When a werewolf goes to a movie, where does he sit? Anywhere he wants.
Oh, I liked mine.
Why was the werewolf arrested in the butcher's shop?
He butchered the butcher?
He was choplifting.
That could apply to anyone, not just that's not a werewolf joke.
What do werewolves call joggers?
Fast food?
Exactly
thank
right.
You. Thank you.
What happens if you cross a werewolf with a sheep?
I wanted to have Ed singing this whole time.
Because I know the words.
Yeah, but I forgot. I forgot to make that happen.
You have to get a new sheep. What do you call a werewolf with no legs?
Matt. I have no idea.
Anything you like. He can't chase you.
Oh, that's a Benny Hill joke. That's a Benny Hill joke.
Okay, go ahead.
Well, it's just a chorus now.
Yeah,
everybody knows
buddy.
The chorus.
Sing it.
No, I got a crummy throat.
Jeez. Yeah, but you could blood god this.
Yeah, you could lamagra this.
Oh, the beaver is getting suggestive over there.
Yeah, it's chilly.
He's pretty suggestive just by virtue of what he is.
Beavers are best.
This dude has committed like
one more.
Five fouls, any one of which would get him ejected.
No, four fouls. We just counted.
But they're...
It's movie time?
They're, like, flagrant. He's just hitting him. He's not even trying to
Well, everyone's
make a
pissed
play.
At Scott still.
Why does a werewolf crush his teeth? No, I don't have any more. I called that list down pretty... trimmed it to the quick, really.
Thank you.
Just the best stuff.
Just the howl lights, if you will.
Exactly. Oh. Nicely done, sir.
So the fat kid is actually good now.
Yeah, he's awesome.
He's on fire.
His name is Chubby. Show some respect.
What kind of hiking trail does a werewolf like?
Huh?
He likes it rough.
Oh, Jesus.
Good lord.
Wolves do not bark.
They kind of
howl.
Yep.
That's why. Thus, the punchline to three out of the five jokes was howl.
Slay the dragons. Oh, that's kind of mean.
Yeah, it's what you do.
Well, that's not team spirit. That's not like welcoming the away team.
Look, it's weird enough they have to shower together.
Yeah. They don't have money to have a visitor shower.
This is pretty much the greatest basketball sequence ever filmed. It's right up there with Hoosiers.
Yeah. It's better than the Lick the Beaver sign I got
well,
the other
basketball
gym.
Is so... I'm just going to say it. Basketball is the worst, so...
Wait, what?
Worst in what way?
Shut your mouth.
I think you could film a basketball game and make it exciting, but baseball's kind of hard to film, it, even, I think.
Baseball's kind of hard to watch.
You've never seen Angels in the Outfield.
Or golf.
Or Happy Gilmore.
White Men Can't Jump had some good basketball scenes.
Yeah, that's true. White Men Can't Jump.
Oh, that's it. Now, okay, so here's a scene.
He got game.
Johnson, King Farouk.
Yeah, he got game was good, too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good basketball
games. Okay, so Teen Wolf. Scott's got some foul shots coming up, right? Do they make Mick stand under the basket and snag the balls? Or does he choose to do it?
He's trying to intimidate
him.
Is he allowed to stand under there?
No, not at all.
You got to
be on the line.
Mick can do anything he wants.
Yeah, that's right.
You have to be on the side, or if like the clock goes out, then I think they stand behind half court. Yeah.
So, I will have to say that this does come full circle, because the movie started
with him
blowing,
trying
to shoot.
Yeah, blowing the free shot.
Look, hey, there's a reason we're all here doing this right now, because this is
the
fucking
script is
great
solid.
Movie. Despite its mixed metaphors. And no ref is going to tell Mick what to do. They saw the dance.
Yeah. They saw the prison tats on him. They know he blew Scott's mom's head off with a shotgun.
As well as some dudes in prison.
Look. Gay for this day. What are you going to do?
Now, this is the slowest, sweatiest foul shot ever filmed in real or fake life coming up.
I love that girl's clown shirt.
There's young Mark Zuckerberg, not Mark Zuckerberg, Jesse Eisenberg.
Yes, Jesse Eisenberg as
Mark Zuckerberg.
Or is it old Jesse Eisenberg?
He's inventing Facebook as we speak.
No, the game's already tied, so it's really not that much pressure, because it'll just be over time.
Huh, good point. But his hands are very slippery. They gave him the full spray bottle before
Mom's
this scene.
Spaghetti.
Okay, this song coming up. It's real inspirational. And Mick just knows that he's going to go home and put a shotgun in his own mouth after that. You're
emotion
go
on
the
Chubb's
party,
face.
Right?
Is this some sort of championship, or they're just happy they beat
Dragons? It was the regional championship.
Okay.
Now they got to go to state. He's going to need to be the wolf for that one.
Now everybody watch for the guy on the top of the screen whose pants are undone when he stands up.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's been debunked.
You'll see him.
Has it?
Has yeah.
It? You can
You'll
see it.
See it. It's right there.
So it was a woman who was wearing really tight pants, and when she was sitting down...
She had that 80s bush?
Yeah, she couldn't...
She
couldn't sit down, so she unzipped her pants to sit down, and then when she stood up, they were still unzipped.
Wow.
How is that debunked? That sounds like it's bunked.
They just explained it. Yeah,
debunked. Let's blow.
Oh, Mick.
Drop dead, loser.
I wonder if Pamela's going to hook up with Chubby. Because, you know, he's got a hot
yeah,
hand right now.
Roll right there, yeah.
It would be an upgrade.
I'm trying to cover it. That's
man.
The best part. Keeps trying to cover it.
That's fucked up.
And apparently Emilio Estevez is in this scene somewhere.
Everybody's in here.
Really?
Tim Burton's doing a puppet somewhere in the background.
There's Sloth right down the bottom. In the middle.
Chunk. Rocky Road.
I watched this movie way too many days of summer vacation.
Yeah,
I
watched
have been
this
outside
one over and over again in high school.
Yeah, but I mean, you just would have been out playing basketball. Here you're actually getting the full experience.
There, I had no Mick to counter me, I guess.
Yeah, Mick wouldn't waste his time with you.
He wasted his time on Scott, but I guess Scott
was... He brought the best out of Scott and out of Chubby.
Oh, so you're saying there's no best to bring out of me?
Yes. Furthermore, he brought the best out of Scott's mama with a shotgun.
Oh,
so, incidentally, Blade Runner 2049 comes out this weekend, and Mick is in it.
No what? Shit.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right here.
I wanted to see it anyway.
Is
now
this
I
an
really
all-Mick weekend?
Is he the Blade Runner?
Can we go and see? Is he the new, what's that guy's name? Roy Batty?
He was also in Kingsman: The Golden Circle.
Nah, fuck that shit.
Yeah, I don't want to see that either, but still, he was in it.
I'm shocked that he's in so many movies.
I bet he's awesome in both of them.
It's a Mikasance.
He just plays basketball, though. He's been typecast since the 80s.
Basketball.
Like, Blade Runner goes to a basketball game at some point. He's replicant basketball.
Seen things you can't believe.
His IMDb.
Basketball is off the shoulder of Teen Wolf.
His IMDb picture, like his current picture, it looks
Wait,
like he still,
quick,
it looks like he still hasn't
Tom
gotten
Adcock.
Over.
Sorry, what?
He still hasn't gotten over that basketball shit. Shot. That last shot of Teen Wolf.
I think he became Henry Rollins.
Honey wagon driver gets his own credit. Wow.
Yeah.
They had to pad these credits out.
Honey wagon drivers work hard.
Animal trainer.
Do you realize how hard it was for them to slow this footage down Werewolf for these trainer. Credits? It was all optical.
Yeah, the animal handler was the person who brought on the werewolf.
Yeah.
Yep. Were there any actual animals in this movie?
Yeah, there was a dog.
At the beginning?
The dog on the lawn that he said hello to when he got up in the morning, and then Boof was sitting out there.
All right, guys, final thoughts?
My final thought is that Mick is an undeniable badass.
That was your initial thought.
It is my initial and final thought. It is my constant thought.
Mark Safran's win in the end remains as powerful today as it was in 1980. What year was this? Five?
This came out in 1985. Right. Smack dab in the middle of the best years for movies, which just incidentally all happened to be werewolf movies. Why were werewolves so big in the 80s and then just gone after that? It's Wolfkill Productions.
Over Wolfkill.
Francis Ford Coppola made Sexy Lesbian Dracula in 1993, I want to say.
Yeah, but kind of gothy emo vampires were in
Anne Rice
prior
brought
to
that.
Anne Rice, yeah.
So, before we get too far into Black, Drew, I know it wasn't the most immersive movie-going experience, but... Hold up.
What do you think, Drew?
It's okay.
And with that, we say goodnight.
Oh.
Oh.